Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Man, could this be more of a Monday? Oh, I just got scared. I thought the time had already changed. I'm like, wait a second. So that's next Saturday night, correct?
Yep. The day after Halloween.
Then Sunday night.
Sunday morning.
Okay.
Saturday night slash Sunday morning. That's always, 2 a.m.
That's
on
always,
Sunday morning.
Look, I went to law school. I have a full understanding.
She's gonna do it again.
No, I have a full. No. This is different. I have a full understanding of how 12:01 is Sunday morning.
Yeah.
But it's still Saturday night.
Still Saturday night.
Yeah.
And we are falling backwards. So you get an hour of sleep.
Which is the suck. Except for that one night.
Yeah.
You sound like Borat or something.
Because it is. It's
Rachel
suck.
Has a question for us.
Yes. So Dave's in my office is right next to the bathrooms, in particular the men's bathroom.
Got a perfect view of it.
Yeah. I'm always sneaking peeks in there. No, I'm just kidding.
You can see who goes in.
You have a straight
view. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dave has like a straight
view. Well, I have a straight line of hearing, unfortunately. Sometimes I hear things I do not want to hear. Like nothing like, I just hear things that I know I'm not meant to hear. And earlier today, Dave went into said bathroom and I could hear him talking with a coworker. And I was, you know, sometimes your brain just goes in a direction. And I was like, so they're standing there urinating, probably looking into each other's eyes, having this conversation. Maybe not like staring into each other's eyes, but the whole men's bathroom situation is like predicated on the honor system of like, well, don't look down. Like, and then I got to thinking, like, why? Why do you guys go in there and you can't really cover yourselves up? When they could just build stalls for you. What's the point in not having the stalls? And if they had stalls everywhere, would you guys be like, oh, this is so much worse. It's just easier to use a urinal.
You first.
I know the answer.
Okay.
I think every guy does, right? It's because they can put more urinals in than they can put stalls. So they can keep, you can have a faster moving.
Like turnaround.
So you can have 10 stalls or, I'm sorry, you can have 10 urinals or 3 stalls, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so they put in urinals because then you can keep people moving in and out faster, especially at stadiums or, you know, concert venues and things like that. So that's my understanding of why the urinal
exists.
But
then it kind of begs the question, why don't you have a urinal at your home?
Right.
Yeah.
Or like here, how many—
I guess you're not worried about the lines?
Yeah.
I just made a joke about it, but I've never seen into the men's restroom here. How many urinals are there?
14.
No, there's not.
Three?
Two.
Okay.
That's right.
And then probably
stalls.
One. So you guys have more places to go than we do by one. We have 2 stalls and 1 handicap stall.
Yeah. But these are pretty small bathrooms here. If you were to go into a stadium, I bet you the places that boys can go.
Oh, they do
like
move much quicker than
the
women.
The girls. Yeah.
And I get it for a stadium. I just like here. I mean, have you ever been in the bathroom? It's like, whoa, the line is so long. Like, you guys could probably get rid of one urinal and just have 2 normal stalls and a handicap stall and be fine.
Or it's we could have 3 stalls just however, like you guys do, and it would be fine.
Most of the time totally when I fine. Go into the bathroom here, there's no one there.
Yep.
So I can go pee in a stall, but I don't. I pee in the urinal.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
I'm
some
just
guys do.
Trained.
Some guys do. just go. Even if the urinals are open, they still go in the stall.
Yeah, it's just odd to me that it's like, this is the men's restroom, and no matter what, there's going to be a urinal.
It's weird.
Hmm? It is
a little odd.
And I don't look, if somebody is trying to have a conversation with me while...
You're probably not looking them in the eye.
I don't look at them. Some people do. You're right. You're not wrong. Some people do. Do you look? At
their wiener?
No, at their eyes, at their face.
But you could look.
I usually keep looking straight ahead.
I'm moving next to Tony.
Yeah. All right. So we're doing our thing.
Yeah, here's how we do it.
Yeah.
You're that close?
Yeah.
That close.
Holy cow.
Yeah, close.
Because you just have a divider in between at best.
That's still really close.
And then it's like this. So I walk in, oh, hey, what's up, Tone?
Yep, and I'm just talking.
It's like an elevator. It's like an elevator. You kind of just do this. And if I'm really wanting to talk to him, like, okay, look, in the next segment, here's what I want to do. And you can't see this right now, but I'm looking off into space.
Okay.
It would be so creepy to be like, you know what?
But some guys do.
Some guys do.
And the whole thing
not
is
most,
like...
Not most. Yeah. Most guys just look straight ahead.
Convy does it, and that's
like,
about it.
There's just like... It seems like there's no privacy. And if someone wanted to just be a complete weirdo, there's no protection. It's
and
just
they
odd.
Have. And they have.
Yeah.
I've had that happen many times where I look at another man.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
It's just one of those things that's weird when you think about it. Because I rarely think about it.
If you have the option to put a space between you, you do.
Yeah.
But like Dave said here, there's only two.
And I bet it gets disgusting. Like, you keep bringing up stadiums and like when everyone's drunk.
If you go in, let's say it's a 3-urinal bathroom, and you go in and you're the only one in there, and you go to the middle one, you may as well be the...
You're a
serial killer.
You are. You're a serial killer.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You're just waiting to burn a baby.
Because now you've taken up the whole... Now there's nowhere for anybody else to go.
Yeah. Or what you should be arrested for is if, like, you go into an airport in the middle of the night and there's no one at any of the 20 stalls and you're peeing and someone walks in and pees next to you.
Oh, yeah.
Which has also happened.
Yeah.
And I looked. If you're going to stand that close to me.
Stop saying that.
There's lots of places that don't even have the divider. That there's
just, I would say
just
most.
A roll
That's
of
crazy.
Urinals.
They should at least put it up for COVID.
Do you think I'm fascinated about this, about women in bathrooms? Like, I am very bathroom shy. If I have to go number 2 and I walk in and people are there, I'm walking back out and coming back later. Are you guys more adult about it?
It's all about the circumstances, because at Emmis, we had like 15 stalls. It was a huge restroom for the women. So I never felt weird because it was always like, you just felt like you had so much cover and privacy.
Yeah.
Like, even though there's other people there, it's like, well, no one's like keeping track of who's in the bathroom and who's not. Here, we have the aforementioned 3 stalls and I feel incredibly exposed. So there's times like if I do need to do that, I'll walk in, and if someone's in there, I'll try to wait.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you get shy, you know?
I
know there's nothing to be ashamed of, but you get shy.
I have a hard time going number 2. If I'm on a road trip, and I'm in North Carolina, and no one could possibly know me, but there's someone in the next stall, I have a hard time.
Agreed. It's just weird.
It's just weird.
It's just weird.
It's weird also.
But here's the other thing. Here's the weirdest thing.
It shouldn't be. Because we all do it.
I went into QT the other day. Mm-hmm. Had to go.
Mm-hmm.
And there's someone already there, but I had to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to just, you know, just eke it out, just be very polite. This guy's blowing like a sperm whale. And I had nothing but respect.
Yeah.
I admired him.
You have to respect that.
It wasn't like, what a God, I bet you're a loser. I was like, I wish I were as big a man as you are. He's just, womp, womp.
And he was either... the guy you think he is that just, you know, hey, I gotta go. Or he was having an issue and he couldn't stop
sitting there. He was mortified.
Yeah, that you walked in and he's thinking to himself, I can't believe this is happening. Yeah, it was one or the other. Here's another, while we're doing this, I have a question for you.
Yes.
It is often presented that the women's public restroom is a much cleaner place than the men's public bathroom. But I've also heard many women say that is a myth It is gross in the girls' room, just like it's gross in the boys' room.
I think it depends on like who's cleaning it, how often it's cleaned. So when I worked at the water park, for a summer, I would clean, and I would have to clean the bathrooms every night. And that was a character-building experience. Mm-hmm. There were some disgusting moments.
Did you ever, obviously, when the park was closed, did you ever clean the men's room, or did you only clean the women's room?
I only cleaned the women's, because the guys on staff would clean the men's.
Gotcha.
But I also cleaned.
So I didn't know if you could compare like apples to apples.
Well, at my school, if you got detention, you did not just sit in detention. You cleaned the school. That was part of detention. Mm. So I cleaned my
share. That's in the Bible.
I cleaned my share of urinals, and it seemed like every single urinal was broken, and like so they just like wouldn't properly flush throughout the day. And cleaning those were some of like the most like I can like ugh, like
yeah I can't even ugh,
so nasty. Mm. So I don't know like. Women's toilets are like more of a should be cleaner, but girls can be gross.
Yeah, maybe it's just donut eaters, but at Mr. Donut, the women's bathroom was like the monkey cage.
Really? Well, they were choosing to go at the Mr. Donut. Like, that's usually like an in and out place, right?
It was not even close.
And we've talked about this before. You know, we can talk about urinals all you want, but they're. The trough used to be the thing.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah, no. Think about that.
I don't want to think about that.
If you're weirded out by the urinal.
Yeah.
The trough, there's no.
Yeah.
There's nothing stopping you from.
Have you ever peed at a trough? Which
shoulder
was
to shoulder with somebody.
Like a salad bar?
Someone squeezing in between.
It was in the middle, but there's someone across from you, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's just asking for trouble.
Yeah.
I mean.
Really does seem like it is. And okay, maybe the weirdest part, whenever we okay, there's two things that are super weird. If I were to say like, all right, I'm gonna go to the bathroom, you guys would be like, okay, and think nothing of it. But you're making that social like cue of like, I'm going to go expel urine from my body, and like it's just something we all do, which is weird. But weirder still are the people who are so put off and disgusted by it. Like, there are people listening now who are like, I can't believe that they've spent the last 12 minutes on potty stuff. It's like, it's a function. It's
Everybody
a human
poops.
Function.
Everybody poops.
I've never once seen someone buy toilet paper that I didn't imagine them wiping their butt.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Every single time. I don't care who it is. Man, woman, young, old, doesn't matter. Once I see you pick up that Charmin,
but
I know what you're doing with it, and I picture it.
And to Rachel's point, what was the number one thing when we all started to think that we were going to be locked out of grocery stores and not being able
and
to
you know,
also
toilet paper?
I know we all need
the,
it.
I know that
the
there are
issue.
Bidets. I have one that I've almost never used because it's weird. But you would think that we would have come up with something better than toilet paper by now.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
You know what? I know it's
something
it's,
that everyone, you could be a gazillionaire.
I know toilet paper is more biodegradable and all that than, say, plastic straws. But I'm
you gonna
surprised.
Wipe your butt with a plastic straw?
No, but I'm surprised
you're a freak.
That there's, you know, these people that are like trying to eliminate waste.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Products and saying,
really
get rid
there.
Of plastic straws, get rid of plastic silverware, blah, blah, blah. You just made a great point. Can't there?
It's got to be something.
Doesn't it seem like that's a simple one to go after?
Or like diapers, too. Like, how many women are like total hippies, like environmentally conscious, and like, I'm going to use cloth diapers for my little one when they get here. And then as soon as the baby's born, like, hell no.
Hell
I'm throwing
no.
that in the trash. Like,
here's
why would I
thing.
Do that to myself?
Dogs' butts are covered in hair, yet they can poop. And just go about their business.
Mm-hmm.
Most people's butts are not covered in hair, and we have to do something to clean it up. How's that okay?
Well, I don't think it's like a clean break every time.
I've seen very few dogs. I've seen dogs with poopy butts, but it's rare to the point you go, oh, you got a poopy butt. Most dogs do it, it's done, and they're back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Why
I
is
can't
that?
Explain that for you, Dave.
Can you?
No.
Well, crap.
We need to get some scientists on this ASAP.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.